Know your constituency. The RTE Radio 1 Guide to General Election 2024.
Hello and welcome to Know Your Constituency. This is a podcast map of the general election, bringing you through all 43 constituencies. Now, if this is the first one you've listened to, we'll be bringing you the information you need to know, the seats, the seat holders, the boundaries, and the information you want to know, the infighting, the rivalries, the turf wars, who's nervous about their chances, and who's quietly or not so quietly confident. We'll try to pack all of that into the next few minutes. I'm Rachel English. RTE Radio's Barry Lenehan is here as always. And we're also joined from Cork by Teresa Reedy, political scientist at University College Cork. Let's move on to the next one. Next, we're in Limerick County. Barry, give us the seats and the seat holders.
Three seats here in Limerick County, and the seat holders are Niall Collins of Fianna Fáil, Cabinet Minister Patrick O'Donovan of Fine Gael, and Richard O'Donoghue, originally elected as an independent, but now of Independent Ireland.
Teresa, I think this is home territory for you, so tell us about Limerick County.
This is indeed. I suppose no change is probably the main message coming out of this constituency on a number of levels. It is a three-seat constituency and it has remained unchanged from the 2023 boundary revision. So it's the same boundaries as we had at the last general election. This is a place, it's a constituency just over 90,000 people. The rate of population growth in Limerick County was lower than the national average on the last occasion, and the county has a somewhat older profile certainly than the city and also than the national average. You know, a couple of major urban centres would be Newcastle West, Abbeyfield, Kilmallock, but generally those are lower, they're smaller urban areas than in other parts of the country. It's important to note that there is considerable variation in terms of the socioeconomic profile of the constituency. And so you have pockets of great affluence in places like Adair. It's that kind of well-known picture postcard town in right in the middle of County Limerick. But it sits right next to Rasskeel, which is kind of one of the most disadvantaged places in the country and has a very difficult socioeconomic profile. So there's a lot of variation across the constituency. The social class profile is also a little bit different to the national average, with kind of fewer professional and managerial jobs. And it kind of, the CSO tells us from the 2022 census, there's a greater share of kind of manual and skilled labour roles. Agriculture, agribusiness are really important in this constituency, but there's also an important manufacturing base with places like Costal and Ballygowan providing a good deal of employment across the constituency.
Mm-hmm. It is again worth saying at this point, before we get to the candidates, that things change, new candidates emerge, other candidates might drop out. So what the people we're talking about today, they're as of our time of recording, and the field may change, but we will be able to bring you an update on that as well. So Barry, that being said, bring us through the candidates here.
Yes, three incumbents, and perhaps they'll hate us for saying it. They'll probably be the same three incumbents after the election as well. Although one of them did tell me there's no such thing as a safe seat in an Irish general election. But let's start with Richard O'Donoghue. He scraped in the last time to the final seat, getting it in the last count following a significant transfer from Patrick O'Donovan. On that occasion, he was the only independent in the field. So perhaps he benefited from that. His story began in Fianna Fáil originally. Originally elected as a councillor for Fianna Fáil in 2014, but left the party in 2015 when he wasn't selected to run in the general election. Failed to get elected in that general election as an independent. But as I say, he got in on the final count the last time, and really his profile has soared since then. His first speech in the Dáil saying an ounce of cop on is better than a stone of brains, you'll recall. His family on one side are actually Fine Gael, so he's the perfect coalition independent Ireland candidate, shall we say, the general secretary of that party, and really his profile, his imprint in the constituency has grown over the last 4 years or so. His vote the last time was very much centred around his home area, around Grana, but he has now built up a team of councillors around him, including his brother John, Tommy Hartigan as well near him, and also independents Jerome Scanlon in Newcastle and Bridget Teefy, his eyes and ears on the ground, an expectation that Richard O'Donoghue, who scraped in the last time, could well top the poll on this occasion.
Look at some of the others then for us, Teresa, if you would.
I mean, I think the next person to mention is Patrick O'Donovan. He's the current Minister for Further and Higher Education and the Fine Gael TD for the area. He's been elected and re-elected on a number of occasions now. He has a very strong profile in the constituency. His base is in Newcastle West, which was right in the middle of the constituency. Now, he's joined on the ticket by Councillor Noreen Stokes. She's more to the east of the constituency. But I think that the party will be kind of seeking to retain Patrick O'Donovan's seat, and he looks on track to do that. The third person to mention is the incumbent Fianna Fáil TD, also a Minister of State, Niall Collins, and he's of the Collins dynasty. His uncles before him, in fact, have held a seat in this constituency for a very long period of time. His base is more towards the Adair side of the constituency. Again, he's very well known on the ground, a reasonable operator. He has a good base of Fianna Fáil councillors that he works with, and he is very heavily tipped to hold on to this seat. Now, he's also joined on the ticket by a running mate, Councillor Bridie Collins. She's actually located kind of close enough to him in geography terms, but in general, and though it pains me to say it because this is where I come from myself, I think this will be one of the more straightforward constituencies. I don't see any kind of long, arduous counts, and change would in fact be quite startling were it to come in this constituency.
Well, I think the Fianna Fáil's second candidate here, Bridie Collins, is just around 3 kilometres from Niall's base. She's obviously based in Adair, and Niall in Patrick's Well, which they would love us to say is the home of three hurlers of the year in succession in Dermot Burns, Aaron Galan and Keane Lynch.
Thanks so much, Barry.
Yeah, but I do think, you know, if there is any recipe for disaster in this constituency for anyone, it could be for Fianna Fáil by running the two so close. Niall Collins, the Collins family there since 1948, as Teresa alluded to, his two uncles and grandfather. And it was rumoured as well at one stage that perhaps the Limerick hurling manager John Kiley from Corpally could have been a Fianna Fáil candidate here as well.
Wasn't that a rumour that kept popping up for a while? Now, has that one died away again, or what's the story?
Yeah, it seems to have died away. He's not on the ticket, and really going through the numbers, it's hard to see how that would have flown anyway. But it does pose the question, I suppose, and Teresa would know better. And what's better, a sports star in John Kiley or a dynasty like the Collinses?
Well, you know, the hurling didn't go as well this year as expected, so I think there are more to be done on that front. More to be done on that front. I think Sinn Féin is quite interesting here as well, because in almost every other constituency, you know, Sinn Féin really are in the running for a seat. Mm-hmm. But here, the party has really struggled to have a kind of a stable slate of candidates. So their main kind of running candidate has changed at each election, and this time around it's Joanne Collins. It was Shane O'Callaghan in 2020, and he did very well. Like, he was the last person standing at that election, but it was a different candidate again in 2016 with Seamus Brown. So there, I think it's proving difficult to get the kind of candidate strategy and get the same candidate in situ to build a profile, because this is one of the more, you know, this really is a kind of a traditional Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael heartland. You know, so independents have crept in at different times of smaller parties, but it's hard to break through here. And I think Sinn Féin are really kind of having struggles with aligning their candidate strategy in this particular part of the country.
There are at least a couple of other candidates as well, Barry. The Green Party are running a candidate here, as are Aonthu.
Yes, that's Rob O'Donnell, who actually ran in the general election in 2020 in Tipperary, where he polled over 3,000 votes, so nothing to be sneezed at from there. And Aonthu, they'll be hoping for a breakthrough in Limerick. They're running Michael Ryan, who also ran in the local elections but didn't run a seat. And the Sinn Féin candidate, Joanne Collins, also unsuccessful in the local elections. But as Teresa alluded to, the Sinn Féin candidate the last time, Shane O'Callaghan, actually coming in from a different area, going around very rural parts, from remember, only Newcastle West, the only place with 5,000 people or more in this constituency. And he gave a good crack of a seat, getting 6,916 first preferences. So perhaps there could be still a shock if something like that were to emerge again. Mm,
the thought occurs to me, just looking at this, that it's likely to be a very short ballot paper, but a considerable proportion of the candidates will be called Collins.
Yes, three Collinses. And the bookmakers do take odds on who will be the first count to finish. So this could be one to tick there, perhaps. But Fine Gael are talking up Noreen Stokes, maybe not for this election, but she does have quite the amount of the constituency to herself. And after getting elected in the local elections back in June, she was out the next day knocking on doors for the general election, and quite a bit of the constituency is on top of her. So if there is a Harris high hop, you never know, she might shake up or be the last person standing.
But listening to what you've both been saying, Teresa, you're both reckoning that there's unlikely to be a change in this constituency.
Yes, I think the outlook here is fairly stable and probably one of the more straightforward constituencies.
We'll leave it there for this one. So, Barry, I know you'll be back with us for an update after the nominations close. Our thanks to Cormac Burke for the research, to Ruth Kennington, who was on sound, and to our producer, Alistair McConnell. Remember to tune in to RTE Radio 1 on Results Weekend and across RTE Television and all our digital platforms for full coverage of all 43 constituencies.
Know Your Constituency, the RTE Radio 1 Guide to General Election 2024.